There's no sadder fall from grace culturally than Stephen Colbert in the world. He went from doing the most one of the most urgent comedic performances, like, ever.
Wow, what an honor. The White House Correspondents' Dinner. To actually, to sit here at the same table with my hero, George W. Bush. Somebody shoot me in the face. Is he really not here tonight? We're not so different, he and I. We both get it. Guys like us, we're not some brainiacs on the nerd patrol. We're not members of the Factinista. We go straight from the gut, right, sir? I give people the truth unfiltered by rational argument. I call it the no-fact zone. Fox News, I hold a copyright on that term. I'm a simple man with a simple mind. I hold a simple set of beliefs that I live by. I believe in America. I believe it exists. My gut tells me I live there. I believe democracy is our greatest export. At least until China figures out a way to stamp it out of plastic for 3 cents a unit. Ambassador Zhou Wenzhong, welcome. Your great country makes our happy meals possible. I believe in pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. I believe it is possible. I saw this guy do it once in Cirque du Soleil. I believe that everyone has the right to their own religion, be you Hindu, Jewish, or Muslim. I believe there are infinite paths to accepting Jesus Christ as your personal savior. Fox News gives you both sides of every story, the president's side and the vice president's side. Over the last 5 years, you people were so good. Over tax cuts, WMD intelligence, the effect of global warming. We Americans didn't want to know, and you had the courtesy not to try to find out. Those were good times, as far as we knew.
He went from doing the most one of the most urgent comedic performances, like, ever, to, like, a sycophantic, doesn't know what he's doing on that show.
Whatever you think about the Clinton Foundation, it has done real charity work. Earthquake relief in Haiti, expanded access to HIV drugs in Africa.
And somehow, Bernie Sanders became popular with his platform of giving everyone everything they want. And he excited young voters with his pure sex appeal. He had bedroom eyes. Doo-doo twice. Impressive for a man of his age. Roughage.
The only thing I think of when I look at this man is, there but for the grace of God go I. Why would I tempt the comedy gods to strike me down like this? A humorless husk of my former self, haunting the halls of Hollywood like some sort of walking, waking cautionary tale. Shapeless and odorless and colorless, gray on beige, a comedy lamprey just sucking the joy out of everything I touch.
There's no sadder fall from grace culturally than Stephen Colbert in the world.